Here we are.
What you want to talk about today?
I don't know. It's something scary for sure.
You know, I keep looking at stuff that's supposed to be scary, that's not. All this PG-13 horror.
Bring back R ratings and horror.
But I keep landing on stuff that was not supposed to be scary.
Yeah, there's plenty of that too.
That had some pretty horrific scenes
in it. There's creepy scenes in it that kind of stuck with you.
You know, daytime cable, so that kind of stuff that was like, you know, Jaws 3 was supposed to be scary, but it wasn't. But that was technically a horror movie. So that's not the kind of thing we're talking about.
Right.
The Secret of Nim, that was a kid's movie. It was not supposed to be scary, but it was dark
as
hell.
It was, yeah. So it's unintentionally scary movies.
We've talked about this since we started the podcast. So today we're going to go in. We kind of are unprepared. I've got a handful of notes. I got a history section, but we're just gonna get into it. This is gonna talk about how messed up the 80s was. The title of this one is The Messed Up 80s. Should be possibly the effed up 80s.
You're doing it wrong, 80s.
But we want to at least be somewhat family friendly. But if the 80s are a barometer, then we're way too tame.
Oh, yeah. And consider this a list of movies you can introduce your kids to scary things with.
This is
see how they react.
This is where we came from. So this is episode 35. The edited for TV version is the messed up 80s. The non-edited version is the effed up 80s. The non-edited director's cut, the fucked up 80s. This is landing on June 12th, 2017. Happy Monday to you. All right. I'm going to get right into the history segment. We're talking about the 80s. That's a bygone era. That's 30, 40 years ago. God damn, the 90s is almost 30 years ago.
No joke, dude. That is crazy.
Oof. Alright, so this date in history, 1772. The French explorer Marc Joseph Marion Dufresne and 25 men were killed by Maoris in New Zealand. I guess they landed on the beach and those Maoris said, "These white people are dangerous."
We heard about you guys.
1939. Shooting begins on Paramount's Dr. Cyclops, the first horror film shot in three-strip Technicolor.
Good.
It's long before CGI blood in a PG-13 yes. remake of A Nightmare on Elm Street.
It was long before Claymation.
But this isn't scary, but it's interesting. 1967. The U.S. Supreme Court declares all laws preventing interracial marriage unconstitutional.
As it should be.
Absolutely. All right. Notable births. Happy birthday to David Rockefeller in 1915. Scary dude. George H.W. Bush, 1924. Big body count on that guy. 1929. Anne Frank. She wrote a diary. 1930. Mr. Gomer Pyle, Jim Nabors. Still kicking around.
Yeah. Man, I used to enjoy his stuff so much. So much.
Jason Mewes from Clerks. He's the Jay from Jay and Silent Bob.
Okay.
1981, I had to throw this in here just because she's so damn hot. Victoria's Secrets and Sports Illustrated model Adriana Lima.
Okay. Yeah, she is nice.
Yeah, the British model who, up until, I don't know, she's 81, so she's, you know, but up until, I guess, maybe like 7 or 8 years ago, she swore she was a virgin because of her Catholic upbringing, despite how hot she is. Then she got really, really rushed, like, she got married real quick and then had a baby like 6 weeks later. Sinner! All right, notable deaths, 1957, Jimmy Dorsey, the big band leader. 2003, Gregory Peck, Captain Ahab.
Okay.
And tomorrow, June 13th, 1982, Bride of Scary Dad was born. And as you're listening to this episode on Monday, June 12th, we will have just returned from her birthday party. It was a four-day epic. If I sound healthy, it's because I'm a wizard. But honestly, I'm probably just sitting on the couch praying for death. So, happy birthday, baby. I love you. I hope you had the most fun time we could have made happen. And let's get into it, shall we?
I think this is going to be a nice long episode.
Dude, the 80s were messed up.
You think?
I think that's the episode right there. We can just push stop on the recorder, and we can be done.
Just take our word for it.
It's like, dude, just take our word for it. It is bizarre. It was weird time.
I think it was a Hot Tub Time Machine when the guy was like, it's the 80s, it's free love. And John Cusack's character goes, it's the 80s. The 80s sucked. We had AIDS and Ronald Reagan. What are you talking about?
Both of which featured heavily in last week's episode. So, here's one of those things. I keep seeing things pop up on Amazon and Netflix, and I'm like, oh, I remember that. And I put it on, and my kid's watching it, and then like 10 minutes into it, I'm like, why are all the kids saying fuck? That was completely unnecessary cursing. And there's boobs. And it's a PG movie. And it's animated. And Disney made it. What the hell was wrong with movie makers in the 80s?
They were testing waters at that time.
Possibly.
Man.
So, yeah, there were a lot of great horror movies in the 80s. We're not even talking about those. If it classified as, well, I mean, some of these might, but they were all sort of aimed at kids. There was McDonald's toys. They were made to draw you in.
Yeah.
We're not going in any real specific order because obviously some of the ones that we're talking about came later than others, but dude. You want to start off the list?
I'll start off actually with 1981.
Okay.
Early on in that decade, Clash of the Titans. That movie had a lot of scenes that gave me, you know, bad dreams, so to speak. Especially just the swamp scenes with
Kalibak,
yeah. He just scared the hell out of me. And, you know, that claymation at that time was some serious special effects.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that shit looked real. You watch it now that we're spoiled by CGI and everything else, you know, it doesn't look as good. But back then, you know, those scorpions coming after people were real. Medusa getting her head chopped off and mm-hmm. then the eyes. That was scary stuff, man.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was, I used, when I was a kid.
One of my favorite movies.
I was so young, I couldn't read. I was six. I called it Clash of the Titles. And I remember watching that with my folks. And yeah, same thing. Like they had the Medusa head full, well, first of all, the guy's turning into stone.
Yeah.
You know, there's no coming back from that. And then they had the Medusa head in the bag, and then Kalibak poked it with his thing, and then turned into blood drips out
yeah.
and turns into scorpions and kills half of his guys.
And even when the statue of Athena's head starts talking, that was like, whoa, mm-hmm. what's going on here?
There's so much in that movie. Well, and when he picks up Argos, when he picks up the statue and starts
yes,
crushing it
yeah.
in his hand, and the guy starts dying in real life as he's being crushed. That whole movie is full of stuff that is not appropriate for young audiences.
Yes, but it was geared towards them.
But it was geared towards young audiences.
Yes.
So, oh yeah, good start. I'm going to go to probably one of the biggest movies that's ever been made. Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
That was 1983. I saw that in the theater.
That was a dark movie.
I saw it in the theater with my cousin Aaron. And I guess I was 8. And he was probably like 5. He couldn't handle it. He had to be taken out.
Wow.
But
well, I mean, that was the movie where your hero...
The Rancor.
Or the Rancor also, but you know, your hero, Luke Skywalker, farm boy Luke, walks that fine line on the dark side all of a sudden.
Well, even that young, you don't understand that, but all of those monsters.
Yeah.
The werewolf-looking guy. It's yeah. like, I mean, Star Wars was in the 70s, so it doesn't count for this, but the cantina scene just exploded into Jabba's palace.
Yeah.
You know, and like all those, the octopus head guy, the werewolf looking guy.
Salacious.
Green. Salacious Crumb.
Yeah, Crumb. He was scary.
Well, even the guys on the skiff.
Yeah. And the monster in the sand.
The Sarlacc.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff. And then, you know, Han coming out of
the Carbonite, well, yeah.
The Carbonite, and Leia getting put in the slave Leia costume, which kind of, well, no, it was great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it shouldn't have happened, but it certainly changed your perspective.
Yes, of the franchise.
There's a lot of stuff in Return of the Jedi, and then, okay, then they're heavily criticized for the teddy bears. Please, God, if they didn't throw us some teddy bears at the end, I think we would all just been scarred for life.
Well, and not only with Leia, but you got Ula there, his other sex slave, that he's, you know...
The feeds to the Rancor.
Yeah, that's
the Gamorrean guards.
Yeah, that's some deep stuff to take in when you're a kid.
My kids still can't handle the Gamorrean guards. The pig guys.
Yeah.
Bib Fortuna. The guy with the things flowing over,
yeah,
his head.
Yeah, over his head, right.
Disgusting. I mean, wonderful now. But... hard to take in when you're that young.
Yeah, you find out Jabba's actually a pimp, you know, pretty much. Essentially, yeah. That's what he is, and it's, yeah, some wild stuff to take in. But it was there, and everybody, you know, you've seen the first two movies, even though Empire Strikes Back kind of, when they got to the bodies of the the beast they were riding on was kind of gross, but it had never gotten to that point.
Yoda dying.
Yeah.
So you lost Yoda. Darth Vader's revealed. That did not look like what you thought Darth Vader looked like.
Right.
That was pretty scary under there. Well, actually kind of disappointing, but also pretty gross.
Yeah, it was creepy. It was very creepy. Luke losing his hand.
That was
Empire Strikes Back. You're right.
But he got shot in his hand.
Yes.
By Boba Fett. Was it Boba Fett that shot him?
I think so.
So anyway, yeah, Return of the Jedi was dark as hell.
Yeah, you had a lot of scary stuff in there.
Oh, dude, whether you like the Ewoks or not, that one Ewok that gets blown up and he falls down and his buddy comes running back and, like, tries to wake him up and then realizes he's dead and starts mourning over his body.
Yeah. It's hard stuff to accept, to take in when you're a kid, to understand.
Yeah. Return of the Jedi. Take us to another one of George Lucas's magnum opuses, the Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
Mutteron Sidorum, I ask him, please let me die, but he don't let me die. He pulls the heart out and it's burning and beating at the same
beating,
time.
Yes.
Chilled monkey brains. And baby snakes inside the big snake. What were they thinking?
Unnecessary.
So much unnecessary horror.
But it was there, and there was a lot of it back then. I mean, it was just, like I said, it's like they were testing the waters to see what they could get away with.
They got away with a lot. Those are some of the biggest movies that have ever been made.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. That was a decade for some just killer blockbuster movies.
Let's lighten the mood a little bit.
Let's
go to Weird Science.
Yeah. Great 80s movie, classic.
Maybe not really made for kids, but it was
a giant kind of, talking turd in the middle of the kitchen.
It was a teenage romp, but a giant talking turd in the middle of the movie,
oozing and farting all over the place. Yeah, that was just a little odd to deal with. The bar scene where
we don't even have to go deep into this movie. Just there's certain things that you just can't unsee.
Wearing bras on their heads, taking a shower in their underwear, and the tidy whities with a woman. That was a good part.
Pushing the button on the boobs to make them huger.
Yeah. And they're not synchronized at all. They're just flopping around on the computer. And then, of course, you have the scene where the road warrior scene where they pop in and, you know, scare the bejesus out of everybody. You're the cyborg-looking guy with the half-metal face. And
one of my all-time favorites, because I loved He-Man so much, was Beastmaster.
But dude, that movie, I actually sat down. I've been trying to find a copy of it. The whole thing is on YouTube. I sat down and watched the whole thing on YouTube.
That mofo threw babies into the fire.
But you see, I love the animals. I wanted to be Beastmaster.
I wanted ferrets. But the bad guy throws babies into the fire on the temple.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, it's kind of like it's a ripoff of Conan. Stuff. But Conan with a snake priest.
Yeah.
But the dude picks up a baby and throws it into the fire.
Well, think about the witches.
I don't know if that was a kid's movie because it does have Tanya Roberts.
She was hot.
Super boobs.
She was hot.
But I don't think it was rated R.
No, it wasn't rated R. I know that for a fact. It was not rated R. But the witches that worked for the...
they got the ones with the eye. Ooh, that was back to Clash of the Titans.
That ring, that ring that little boy put on his finger when that eye opened up on, that freaked me out, dude.
And they stabbed it.
They
stabbed
the ring. Bleed. Yeah, it was crazy,
and the witch
was
all...
And, I mean, the way the Beastmaster came to be, they transferred him from his mom's belly to the belly of a cow. Mm-hmm. And walked away with him to finish... It was... A lot of, there were a lot of scenes in that movie that were unnecessary.
There was a tremendous amount.
But I love at that time. I loved animals and you could communicate with them and see through their eyes. I just that was just an incredible.
Oh,
movie
for sure.
I loved it. Loved it.
Didn't they shoot the eagle or the hawk with the arrow?
Yes.
Looking through and they shot it down.
You just brought up those wing things that that would trap people in their rings and like melt them and open up and it was just bones that would fall out.
God, it's been so long since I saw that movie. I need to watch that again.
I said I found it on
YouTube. I shouldn't have been watching it when I was 8.
That was a great movie. It still is good. The Black Tiger was just badass too.
I remember my parents were like, oh, there's some kind of cool movie coming on. It's called The Beastmaster. And I don't know, Christmas Story pops into my head because for whatever reason my parents had bought Ovaltine, which was just basically chocolate milk. And I remember I never liked warm milk, but they heated up milk and put Ovaltine in it. It was like chocolate milk. I'm sitting here watching The Beastmaster. Weird thing is, they were letting me watch everything, but whenever Sheena, was that her name? It was Tanya Roberts.
It was Carrie. Carrie was the name of the movie.
When she was down at the river bathing with her other friends. She just doesn't have no shirts on. And my parents are like, don't watch this. I'm like, I didn't understand. But later on, I'm like, so you let me watch winged things melt people.
Melt flesh off of bones.
But I can't see boobs. Whatever, dude. I'll go to the Spice Channel then.
And that was one of the movies that had a great quicksand scene in it, which, you know... growing up with cartoons, quicksand was supposed to be everywhere you went.
Yeah,
it's not as much of a problem as we thought it would be. But in that movie, they had a great quicksand scene.
Remember Krull?
Yes, vaguely. I only saw it once.
I just remember that little.
I got some toys over here.
That spinning knife thing that he had.
And yes, I remember that weapon. That weapon was cool. Yep.
But even that was not for kids. All right, let's see. Dragon Slayer.
That was one of my favorite movies, man.
I watched that a lot when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. I used to watch it all the time. What's the other one? Is it Dragon's Lair? Is the other one that came out with Sean Connery? It was Dragon's... Mm-hmm. Dragon Heart is what I'm thinking of. Dragon Heart
came out with
Sean
Connery. Later.
I see that one all the time, but you don't see Dragon Slayer like you should, because that was a great... The special effects in that movie were outstanding, man.
They were, but just like some of, again, the unnecessary
stuff.
The
little baby dragons coming out and killing them and stuff. That was
nasty. Where he had the shield that he made from the dragon scales.
The scales.
And then...
the sacrificing of the virgins. You know, that was just...
The sacrificing of the virgin and her... Dude, she had the cuts on her arm from, like, trying to pull against her chains.
Yeah.
And she's all bleeding.
Well, the whole lottery thing also was just a... It was just... I didn't need to learn about that at a young age.
Right.
At one time, they would... You know, you had to worry about if your kid was going to be picked to go get sacrificed to the dragon or not.
Right. Well, and then the one scene with the... I don't remember exactly the context, but the wizard, where he sacrificed himself and he had that
crystal, yeah.
And then, like, the one dude betrayed him and stabbed him in the heart,
mm-hmm.
or he had to stab him in the heart
to transcend so he could help him.
But just that whole, like, scene of, like, that bony-ass old man chest and that knife just thump,
right,
plunging into it, like, again, 8-year-olds don't need to see that shit. Or maybe they do. Maybe they do.
Hey, it worked with us.
It worked for us. Oh, man.
But it was a great movie. You know, he's trying to hide the girl as a boy, and he finds out swimming. Remember, there was some boobs in there.
There's a lot of boobs in the 80s.
In the 80s, they liked showing boobs, yes. It was like British television.
My mom going, shh, every time somebody would use a bad word. Okay, so even our animated movies...
There were some very creepy animated movies, yes.
Like Secret of Nim.
Yes. Which I got that VHS here. That movie's just dark.
The whole movie's dark.
They're killing the mice, dude.
The guy, well, in the sword fight where he's fighting against the rat.
Yeah.
And the rat.
The rats are scary as hell.
The rat reaches up to final blow him, and he stabs him in the chest, and yeah. He just lets out that scream, like, ah!
Then you got the cat that's trying to kill everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That was a scary-ass cat. It was a beast, man. Yeah, that was an odd cartoon to have.
That's Disney.
That's like an adult cartoon, you know? Like, it would be an adult cartoon today.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be an anime now. A manga or an anime.
Yeah.
But you had that, then you had, like, Dark Crystal.
Dark Crystal, that was Jim one of my Henson. Favorites. That was Jim Henson. It was Muppets. But there were characters in that were scary. They were the things but nightmares are made of.
Man. I still remember that whole movie being scary. Just the whole thing was not... It's just the tone of it.
Yeah.
Was not Sesame Street.
No, not at all.
In any way.
It was very serious drama, heartbreak, and just...
But when they say mad. Jim Henson presents, what are you thinking?
You're thinking Muppets.
Well, damn it, Return of the Jedi. Don't! We already covered that one. We can't win for losing here. Your kids are going to get scared. If they look at a screen, they're going to have strange fetishes for boy-girl people.
Uh-huh.
Fears of dragons.
And those winged things on the stilts. A friend of mine recently got the action figures for those. Those were scary, man.
Oh, for Dark Crystal?
Yeah, for Dark Crystal, yes. Yeah.
Things with wings.
It was these things that, like, they had wings on the front.
No, I remember that. Yeah. I'm talking about how, like, the guys from Beastmaster would wrap you up.
Oh, yeah.
The wing guys.
Remember, I went to get him at one time, and he put his sword up, and he grabbed the sword, and dropped that amulet down for him. And he was able to call on him to help him out later on in the movie, man. They just started killing everybody. Those things were badass, bro. And they had the one guy they had caged, and they were planning on eating later.
And Beastmaster?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. God, I gotta find it. I want to watch it again. Badly.
Time Bandits.
Yeah.
To be fair, that's Terry Gilliam. But again, I watched that. That was on cable. There was no warnings against that. Kid's parents blew up for touching evil. He watched his parents explode. After the whole movie, he's been traveling through time with all of these guys to just get home. And as soon as he gets home, his parents touch the evil and explode. That's a little bit traumatic.
Oh, yeah.
Don't touch it. It's evil. Kaboom.
Now, I'm not sure if this was rated R or not, but RoboCop was another one.
That was
one.
Very, very much rated R.
Okay. But it was... they had a lot of scary
stuff. They had toys for it.
Yeah. Yeah, toys for it. They had a video game in arcade for it. But yeah, that was another one that was... it had scenes that were a little bit over the top as well.
I mean, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
His arm getting shot off. His getting shot in the head. Like... all of them. Miguel Ferreira, his like architect, whenever they put the bomb in his house and shot his legs out and he's trying to reach the bomb. They had toys for RoboCop.
Yeah, yes, they did. They had comic books. I got some inside. Like I said, they had a video game in arcade, which was horrible because you had your gun never went out of bullets and you could just keep putting quarters in and play and you never died. The game.
What about Roger Rabbit?
Yeah, Roger Rabbit did have the bad guy character where you couldn't see his face. He had no face. That was scary.
Also, the execution of the shoe guy into that
goo.
Like, there's some pretty rough stuff in Roger Rabbit.
Rough stuff to take for sure. It was a cartoon. You know? Yeah.
It was all the cartoons. That was Toontown. That was all the cartoons ever.
Right.
And he was killing them. All right. Okay, we've talked about Gremlins before.
Yes, but Gremlins is definitely it was a Christmas movie.
Gremlins was apparently, the original screenwrite of it was supposed to be a hardcore horror movie. The Gremlins were supposed to have eaten the mom and the dog, and it was supposed to be a whole lot more violent.
But then how could you sell toys?
But then the studio rolled it back because they thought Gizmo was cute. And I think Gizmo was originally supposed to either get killed or turn. But they rewrote it so that they could sell toys at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And big storybooks. And, again, released as a Christmas movie as a PG. Gremlins was scary as hell.
The whole scene where she tells about her dad dying in the fireplace just sticks
with you. How would you tell kids that in a Christmas movie about lovable little furry things? That's how I learned that there was... No, kid, it's just a movie. Even though I took you to see this Steven Spielberg Christmas movie. Wow. What the hell is wrong with you,
idiots? You gotta worry about you gonna go home and Gremlins are gonna be there ready to eat you.
Uh-huh.
And on that vein, we could jump on E.T. Another movie looked like it was gonna be kid-friendly, but it scared... It had a lot of kids crying.
It was suspenseful.
E.T.'s dying, and the little boy is dying with him. So if you befriend an alien, you're going to die if he dies.
Uh-huh.
That's not a good thing to tell kids.
You got the mom from Cujo in there. And like all those government people kick in the door and just like come in like Darth Vader all...
Yeah, it's a lot to take as a child. Because, I mean, the movie's kind of goofy up until it gets really frightening.
Mm-hmm. Then it stays frightening until it ends.
Yes. Another one would be Goonies around the same time. That was another movie that...
That was a lot of jump scares. Oh, yeah. A lot of skeletons.
Oh, yeah. Just a lot of suspense.
He turns out one guy around and he's got two knives in his eyes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they stick him in the freezer. He goes in the freezer to get some ice cream. Next thing you know, there's a dead body falling
on top of
him.
Well, the dead body in there? Yeah. I'm talking about the guy on the boat.
Yeah, they went on the boat, right.
They're, like, that movie has a very high body count.
Oh, yeah.
There's just bodies everywhere.
Yeah, where are we going next?
And Mother Fratelli was scariest. She's scary herself. Pull out her tongue. Like
I love her so much, though, man. Throw Mom from the Train was one of the classic movies, man. She's
one of those who was in Wonder Woman. Like the original series?
Okay.
She shows up in that series somewhere.
She was in
Judge Reinhold does. Like, so many people. I've been watching it with my daughter for the last year or so. You're just like, oh my God. There's that, like, that one guy from Benson that was in Star Trek.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. He plays like a cat burglar. And he's like one of the only bad guys that actually gets one over on Wonder Woman. He actually kind of wins. He doesn't win, but he doesn't get beat.
Yeah. You know, another movie that she was in, you remember the Every Which Way You Can and Every Which Way But Loose movies?
Mm-hmm.
She was in one of those. The Throw Mama from the Train Lady.
Evan!
Evan! It makes me choke!
We have water.
Put some ice in it. Where to next? There's one right here. Go with a little Tom Hanks and The Burbs.
Tom Hanks was like the hottest comedian. This was before Forrest Gump or...
Oh, yeah. Bosom Buddies, he just rocketed, dude.
The Burbs, just a normal neighborhood. He's just trying to go through his like couple of days off of vacation. Princess Leia was his wife. 6 Degrees of Separation. She was in Return of the Jedi.
Is it Feldman in that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Feldman's just watching all this crazy.
He's just taking everything in, dude. Like,
I've never seen somebody drive their trash to the end of the driveway and beat up the hell out of it with a shovel. I've never seen anything like that.
It's a really good movie. But yeah, it's creepy. You don't know what's going on. You have no idea what the hell's going on with that movie.
I watched that again recently, and it's it holds up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even though you know how it ends, you're still just like, ugh. That one dude, the guy who lives, the kid in the coveralls, he's like reminiscent of Jason Voorhees.
Oh, very much so. Very much so.
He looks just like him.
Slow it down.
So we talked about in another episode, Return to Oz.
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
Right.
That's up there in one of the scarier movies I've ever seen.
Well, the thing about it is, you know,
again, that's another Disney movie.
You got Wizard of Oz, which scary enough, but was a kid's movie. And then you come with Return to Oz, everybody's thinking, hey, another kid's movie. I can't wait for my daughter to see the movie I grew up with and loved, and she's going to enjoy it so much.
Yeah, it's It's out there, man. I've talked about it on another episode, but I'll revisit it. You've got...
Remember you said the wheeled
things. You've got wheeled things. So we're talking about the winged things in these other movies. These guys are guys, they're called wheelies or something. And they're all on rollerblades, and they have rollerblades attached to their hands. And they're like reavers, and they just run. And they just swarm on people. You've got this witch who has... not a collection of jewelry, but she's got a hall full of heads. And she changes her heads out. And when she's not wearing one of the heads, they're all in the thing just like looking, either looking around terrified or asleep. But she like takes off one head and puts on another one to put on a disguise. Oz has obviously fallen into disrepair.
Yes.
Because Dorothy hasn't been there. So there's all kinds of weird, crazy stuff going on. It is a... masterpiece in modern horror. It's, I remember seeing it in the theater, and it was terrifying.
You're probably thinking, this is not what I was expecting.
No, I don't remember it being damn scary. And it was not a scary movie. This is another one of those, like, the 80s were messed up. Somebody let some mad screenwriters in there with some machetes and winged things. And thought this would be a good idea.
Okay, another one, Never Ending Story. That movie had, you know, it was cool. He was flying around with a giant puppy dog.
It was not cool whenever his horse hit the despair swamp and ended up committing suicide.
Yes.
And letting itself sink.
Like I said, as a kid, there's some things that are just rough to take in, you know, and deal with.
Well, it's not like the horse got hurt. The horse just got sad.
Yeah.
And gave up. Let itself sink. It's just like, I'm done. I'm out. Go on with your quest, Wilbur. I'm out. This is just traumatic as hell.
There's an excellent way to describe a lot of these 80s movies that we had to deal with. Just, and, you know, and back then, it was so easy to go watch a movie, even if it was rated R. You know, like I said before, my mom used to just drop me and my cousin off and say from the car, let them go watch it. It's fine. And next thing you know, we're watching Cheech and Chong and Ice Dreams.
Well, and if there wasn't something preventing you from the theater other than your parents, then you saw it at your friend's house anyway.
Right.
Like, everybody had cable or a VCR. I mean, I just recently at Goodwill, I picked up a copy of Friday the 13th Part 5 on VHS. And on the back of the tape, I hadn't seen that tape in forever, but I remember it being in the video store. You turn it around, so there's three pictures from the movie. One's a picture of Jason, but remember, it's part five is the new beginning.
Yeah.
So Jason's got both of his eyes. So he's got the mask on, he's got both eyes, and he's standing there looking pissed. The second one is a picture of a girl looking like she's holding a chainsaw or some sort of weapon.
Uh-huh.
And the third one is that guy on the motorcycle, and the machete's... the machete hand sticking out, and the machete's halfway through his neck. And I just remember being a kid and just being like, oh my God. But that was rated R. That was hard R, horror movie violence. You know,
some of these were geared towards kids. They were marketed that way.
Oh, absolutely. Even like G.I. Joe and the Transformers.
Yeah. But it was shortly thereafter the rating system changed. And that's when they came up with PG-13.
Yeah.
Because all these PG movies, they were not geared towards young kids. So they decided to go ahead and put that extra rating in there to try to differentiate between the two. You know, whether or not you should have your real young kids see it, or it's, you need to have teenagers in there.
Well, like G.I. Joe, I don't know if this is true, but I've heard that originally Duke dies. Remember, he gets stabbed with the spear early on, and he's like in a hospital. Yeah. I think he dies at the end of the original.
Okay.
But then they reconned it to where he was, you know, because G.I. Joe was one, nobody ever died. The planes would explode and then the parachutes would come out and stuff. Nobody ever hit anything.
Right.
But Duke got hit with a spear in like the first few minutes and he died. He should have died. If he didn't die, you don't survive a like 3-inch spear stab to the heart.
No.
And make it. But, you know, he survives at the end and whatever, but Transformers. In the first 5 minutes, Starscream and Megatron kill off everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. By dumping their ass out of Astrotrain. And they cuss.
The character of Megatron is just scary. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a scary ass guy to deal with. He's evil. You know, evil personified in a gun. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a cool thing.
But he, like, whenever they finally get onto the, or either onto or into the Autobots craft, and I think it's, I don't know which one is laying there, and he's trying to get up, and Megatron just looks at him, and he's like, so brave, and just blasts him in the face, just shoots his head off.
I do remember that.
And then later on, after they're all busted up over the battle, we're like, okay, who says we kick all the injured off into space? And they're like, yay, me. And he's like, who's opposed? And all the injured people are like, he's like, the eyes have it. And just like suck them all out the airlock and just like kill all those guys. They're just trying to make room for the new generation of toys, but still. You just watched all of your childhood heroes
die just go away
quick early on. And then they cuss. They say hell and damn and shit and all kinds of fun stuff in a Transformers movie.
Right.
I used to watch the Transformers shorts on Bozo the Clown on early morning TV because it hadn't even come out on TV yet, right? And they're all killing each other.
But just merciless.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like I said, Megatron is a rough character. He didn't mess around. He was looking to kill you. He didn't want to take prisoners at all.
Then you got like Willow.
Yeah.
That was a fantasy movie, kind of made for kids.
Just like Labyrinth also.
Very much. That dude, that skull guy. Like the Black Knight with the skeleton. He's haunt your dreams.
Well, compare that to Evil Ash. Yeah. Or in Darkness, the same character. You know?
Yeah.
So one was where he's supposed to be, another one's not. There's that imagery. Just that imagery would just... All these movies, it's one of the things is that it's stuff of fantasy, but it's like a real scary fantasy that you don't want to take in at that time.
Well, stuff like we've talked about it before, the Inhumanoids.
Uh-huh.
Like, just some of the Saturday morning or just afternoon cartoons. You know, He-Man always fighting demons.
Right.
They were toned down a bit, but taken for what they are, I mean, extra-dimensional demon characters that are trying to come through and, like, defeat you and kill you.
Howard the Duck. Those cross-dimensional monsters that come down. Those are scary-ass things, dude. Scorpion claws and giant mouths, and it was just... stuff nightmares are made of.
Yeah, like Black Star. Remember Black Star?
Yes, yeah.
Every one of them came with a little demon sidekick.
Yeah. I do remember that.
That whole, like, satanic panic of the 80s, you think, oh, that was stupid, but then you look at kind of the stuff
so they were marketing, yeah.
And you're like, well, maybe some of those guys had a point.
Mumbra from Thundercats?
Uh-huh.
He was creepy. Some kind of demon that came down.
Serpentor.
Yeah.
Serpentor. They cloned all of the most evil people from history.
And made a character.
A guy.
Serpentor was badass, though, man. I liked him.
I loved his little hovercraft thing.
Yeah.
His chariot.
He was very badass, though. You try to find that. You try to find Serpentor. That would be a good pickup.
Yeah, get some if you find them, get me some Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna keep an eye out. Don't worry. Like I said, there's a G.I. Joe swap this weekend, which I'm sure we'll be able to find some good stuff. I'm thinking about bringing my 70s, but nobody wants the 70s G.I. Joes. I can't give those things away right now, man.
The we've already talked about the boobs in all the movies, but like just even watching like Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, which I don't know if that was quite 80s. I think it was like, it might have been like 81.
Yeah.
But looking at Firestar, she's just a naked chick. She's yellow, but man, you look at some of the stuff that she does, like she gets knocked out or whatever, and Spider-Man picks her up, and it's like just total ass and crotch shot as he's like running by. He's just like, gives me a funny feeling, man.
It hurts when I pee, Mom.
First crush, Firestar. Firestar and Velma.
Yeah, Velma's still one that, if I see Velma cosplay out, I'm definitely turning my head twice.
Man, oh man, what was wrong with the 80s, guys? For real. Tell us.
It's a little bit of everything. But leave us your thoughts. Let us know what kind of memories you have from that time period that just didn't make sense.
No, like, yeah, just... Even a Batman movie in 1989. All the Smilex and Batman's flying around, machine gun and everything.
Yep. Just things changed, man. Things got to turn over to the dark side, you know?
Things did take a turn over to the dark side, but man.
Listen, it reminds me of, you know, there's a picture that I remember seeing, a meme, where people that weren't born before the 80s think the 80s look like this, and it's like people in, you know, fluorescent colors, and they have leg warmers and stuff, and I mean, people that lived through the 80s remember it like this, and there's a picture of the Breakfast Club kids. Yeah. Like, that's actually true. It wasn't all happy, smiley faces and everything. It's kind of depressing.
We didn't even touch on music, but we talked about that that Ozzy Osbourne record that was for sale in the grocery store. Bark at the Moon, yep. And Diary of a Madman. Like, he really had the monopoly on scary records, but it was the Speak of the Devil, where he's got his mouth open and he's got like bat crap floating right out of his mouth because they thought he bit the head off a bat. Yeah, that was like top 40 radio
in the 80s. It sure was.
Guns N' Roses effectively ended the 80s with "I See You Standing There, You Think You're So Cool, Why Don't You Just Fuck Off."
We didn't get Roz Days Revisited come out around that time too, which that
Metallica was
hot. I've got something to say.
That's Last Caress.
Yeah,
that was that the song end music was
hardcore
for last
son. That was some hardcore stuff.
Yep, that's the Misfits right there. That's a cover of a Misfits song. That's the exit music of our last episode.
Okay.
So if you want to hear that, just go listen to the whole episode. Then you'll hear that song at the end.
There's a lot of music that was just... Because I was just thinking, Suicidal Tendencies, I Saw Your Mommy, which that is a dark song right there, dude. I think that was late 80s, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. All of that stuff. All those satanic, quote-unquote, satanic bands.
Oh, yeah.
That,
Well, they kind of just went along with it. You know, they said, shit, they want to give us free publicity? Let's go ahead and run with it.
Judas Priest. Man. Man, oh, man.
Those were the days.
They were the days. I miss those days. I wish I could go back in time and just, like... Of course, everybody's like, I'd go back in time and bet on the game or buy stocks. And I'd go back in time and drop me into a frickin', like... Walmart didn't exist, though. Just drop
Kmart or Howard Brothers or...
Yeah, drop me into, like, a Kmart or something and just run around and grab all the action figures.
It was Woolco. Woolco was before Walmart. Walmart bought Woolco out. I remember that. But, yeah, just think about the video game displays they had when they were first coming out. Just, everything's just right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Everybody's so worried, you know, like, tobacco and cigarettes. My grandfather smoked a pipe when I was a kid. And I used to think it smelled like raisins, his tobacco pot, his tobacco. But you'd go into Walgreens and be like, that smells like Grandpa's house. And it was like, just be like three gondolas. It was a self-serve tobacco. You could get all your cigarettes or whatever. And I used to just, wasn't interested in smoking, but I just go stand there in the middle of the tobacco area and just be like, it smells like Grandpa's house.
Man, it's just simpler times. Just, you know, people weren't worried about lawsuits or, you know, any of that shit. Just, everybody just went with it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just went with it, man.
You ride your fishtail skateboards in empty pools and stuff like that.
Yeah. God, wasn't there a rash of those fiberglass pools? With the trend first started with emptying your pool so you could skateboard in it. They started emptying those fiberglass pools. Well, we're below sea level everywhere. They had no weight to them. They started popping up out of the ground. Yeah, they'd float.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened to my brother-in-law and sister at their old house. They had one of those lap pools.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was just like an oversized jacuzzi.
Okay.
It wasn't a pool, but it was... And he let the water out for some reason because he needed to patch something, and like it rained 2 days later.
It popped right out.
Floated his pool, and he couldn't get it back down.
No, once it's out, the red dirt starts caving in, and the shape isn't there anymore.
Yeah. Yep. No more pool. Sucks. Oh, well. I think that's going to wrap.
I think that was pretty good.
I think so, too.
You guys have a list of movies to check out now.
A lot of scary parts.
Yes. A lot of good movies, too. Good classic movies that just...
Yeah, we're not saying don't watch these. We're just saying, like, damn, these were marketed to children. We made it through.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, we're in our 40s sitting in a garage talking about old movies, so it's not
surrounded
like we're...
Surrounded by toys.
It's not like we're millionaires. So. Anyway, that's it for today, guys. Y'all have a good time.
Take care.
Keep it scary.
Peace out.